We're here today with Elaine Buxton, president of Confero, to discuss what mystery shopping is and how a company can benefit from using mystery shopping. Confero is a national customer experience measurement firm that uses various methods to assess customer satisfaction. Thanks for joining us today, Elaine. How does Confero use mystery shoppers to help increase its clients' customer satisfaction ratings?
Well, typically, a customer comes to us and has determined what factors go into satisfying individual customers. They know what their customers expect. They just want to make sure that they're delivering on that expectation at the front line. So we work with them to determine what are the behaviors or situations or circumstances within the unit, the retail store, within the restaurant, within the automotive service center, within the bank, that should be occurring in front of every customer to make sure that the organization is offering a consistent customer service experience across all these multiple units. So we work to devise a survey that the mystery shopper will answer after an individual visit. And this survey is basically based on observable behaviors and circumstances, things that the shopper can report. So we're not asking for the shopper to give us perceptual feedback about what they felt about something. The shopper is actually a reporter on what happened and what behaviors they saw and the circumstances that were exhibited. So really, the shoppers become that corporation's eyes and ears within each individual unit. And then, of course, the reports that result from the surveys and the analysis and roll-up of the reports, that helps guide the organization toward what they need to be doing better or what they need to be changing in order to make sure they're satisfying customers. Now, while we're shopping, the satisfaction ratings information may be coming in and changing slightly what customers expect, because over time, customer expectations are going to change, and the organization has to change what it delivers to customers in order to stay in business and to stay in a situation where they're pleasing customers. So they kind of work hand in hand. Satisfaction ratings tell us what we need to be doing, and then we need to shop to make sure we're doing that and report it back, and then the client can make changes to either how they are executing on service or can make changes to what they're willing to do to keep customers satisfied.
How does Confero select its mystery shoppers?
Fortunately for us, having started in 1986, we have 130,000 independently contracted mystery shoppers in our system at this time, and it is growing by leaps and bounds. As you can imagine, it's kind of an intriguing industry, and a lot of individuals apply to us every day wanting to be mystery shoppers. So the first thing that we look for is someone who is able to provide objective and reliable information. If we get an applicant who tells us that they are the pickiest person in the world and the biggest critic out there, and they could tell us everything that's wrong with service in America, that person is going to be the worst mystery shopper that we could imagine, because we're looking for someone, again, who can report on the facts, the observations, the circumstances, the behaviors that were exhibited during a particular experience. So first and foremost, we're looking for people who can provide that reporting that we're looking for. Also, there are lots of folks who are very observant, but they don't necessarily write well. And we need for the shopper to be able to communicate to us what happened during the visit. So it's not enough just to be able to perform on the visit. They have to actually be able to report it back. So we look for shoppers who are capable of that level of reporting. Now, a visit to a quick service restaurant may not have the level of detail that a visit to an automotive dealership might have. So we can still engage a wide range of shoppers and backgrounds and interests within our business and make sure that we slot those shoppers in to particular programs based on their capabilities and interests and background. And then finally, we do not engage shoppers to make visits within an industry they're a part of. If someone is the manager of a restaurant and they apply to us to mystery shop, we do not want to send them in to be a mystery shopper at a restaurant. Two reasons. One is there may be competitive reasons We really don't want to disclose that information about what our clients are working on to someone else's manager. Perhaps most importantly is that the person who is the restaurant manager is going to go into that restaurant posing as a customer with an extremely critical eye, and that's not what we have engaged the shopper to do. We've asked the shopper to report on what we have told them is important to look at and not inject their own experience into the situation. So unless we are conducting an audit and unless we're looking for people with specific skills in a specific industry, the majority of the time we're looking for shoppers who are outside of the industry so that they can pose as a real average customer and, to the extent possible, emulate the experience that an average person might have.
Where does your company have mystery shoppers?
We have mystery shoppers in all 50 states. We also have shoppers in Canada, Mexico, Japan, and the United Kingdom. I should mention that we do mystery shop in the state of Nevada, and we do that through a licensed private investigator because that is a requirement of their state law. So you can do all kinds of things in Las Vegas or in Nevada, but you cannot mystery shop as an independent contractor in that state. So we do engage a partner in that state to make sure that we can accommodate all 50 states.
Why is mystery shopping growing in popularity? What type of information does it provide that other customer satisfaction research does not?
Well, other customer experience research is going to tell you what customers think about the experience, and that's really important to know. Because you can't figure out how to satisfy a customer unless you know what they think. But once you know what they think and you devise a method of doing business to actually deliver what customers have told you they want, you've got to have a way to make sure that you know that you're delivering on what it is that you're promising. It's very difficult for the chief executive of a business that operates across 100 units to know each and every day, are we operating and doing in front of our customers what we expect that we're going to be doing? So the part of the reason it's growing in popularity is because it gives the multi-unit organization a way to make sure that their service is consistent no matter what city or state you are in. If you are in that branded unit, if you are in that business that has that logo outside, you know exactly what kind of service you're going to get when you walk in to the location. Also, part of the reason it's growing in popularity is because it gives information to the people who serve customers that they can actually use. You know, when you were a kid, your mom probably said, use your manners. Well, that's kind of nice, and that's a good way of saying, you know, let's behave properly, let's do what we want to do. But if she had said, that means that when you're eating, your napkin is in your lap and you don't put your elbows on the table, that is very specific information. The same is true for mystery shops. It's one thing to say to those that serve customers better. That's a very general directive that really doesn't give any guidance on what should be done to make improvements. But if you can say something like, we need to make sure that we're greeting customers within 20 seconds of their arrival at the store, or we'd like to make sure that every customer is sincerely thanked for their business by looking them in the eye and saying, thank you for coming in today, those are specific behaviors. And that's something that everybody in the organization can understand. From the frontline employee all the way to the CEO, everyone can understand what those behaviors are and how to conduct them. It gives a report card that everybody can understand and act on.
How have your clients specifically benefited from mystery shopping?
Well, they specifically benefit because we give them information to help them serve customers better. First of all, most of them have reduced staffs right now, so they're not getting the feedback from their own managers that they would normally get. So we are able to provide them with this information so that they can manage just as effectively with a smaller staff. And then, most importantly, we can help them spot problems before they become big problems. Quick example, we work for a grocery store chain, and during one of the major holiday seasons, we noticed that several stores were out of a particular product, which you would not expect the stores to be out of during the holiday season. So we were able to notify our client immediately so that they were able to get that stock into the stores. And what they told us was it might have been 2 or 3 days before the complaints from the field and before customer complaints and sales figures indicated to them how vast the problem was. But because we were engaged to shop with them and we had shoppers in the field, we were able to help them with information to fix that problem before it became a giant problem.
Great. Thanks again, Elaine, for joining us today. For more information about Confero, visit www.conferoinc.com.